Chapter 8. Reproduce the results. 10 years later. The commander of the Enterprise leaned back in his seat behind his desk, staring at his Vulcan junior officer. And this relationship is romantic in nature? In the corner, another man snorted behind his hand. Sorry, he said. Ignore him, cadet, he's just teasing you. Spock turned to stare at his bondmate. Captain, I am endeavoring to maintain appropriate decorum on this training exercise. He turned back to the cadet. And I do not tease. Jim just smiled widely and winked at the cadet, who felt, contrary to the nonverbal reassurance, unease knotting his stomach. Cadet, Spock continued. Why is Cadet Twee not here with you to request this special dispensation? Senek felt the tips of his ears warm, a reflex that he had never grown out of. The relationship is not romantic in nature, yet, Senek said. I thought it prudent to bring this matter to you now, before I approach Cadet Twee. Spock did not reply, but Jim snorted again. Your request is granted, cadet, Jim said, ending Senek's apprehension. Commander, make a note of it in my log. Cadet, maybe you'd like to make use of the officer's mess, which you have access to this week. Might as well take advantage of the privacy aboard while with Cadet Twee before you're all back at the academy. Senek raised his eyebrows, grateful for the man's forethought. Thank you, Captain. I will do that. Is 1900 too early? Too early for what, sir? Senek asked, confused. Well, Spock and I will want to be sure to get front row seats for your first date, Jim explained, his eyes alight with mischief. I don't think that there has ever been a study of Andorian-Vulcan courtship behavior. I think in a week we could compile a couple teraquads of data. 2.7 teraquads of data, Spock supplemented. Yes, at least that much data in the span of our week-long training mission. I could pool resources from the rest of the science department. This study has real potential. Senek's eyes widened in alarm. I do not believe that the captain intends to exact any revenge for your actions as a child, Spock intoned from his seat at the desk. Senek relaxed fractionally. Jim smiled and slapped him on the back. Of course not, he agreed, and ushered Senek out of the door. Just before the pneumatic doors closed, Senek could hear Jim's voice calling down the corridor. It's not revenge, it's science! Fang.